罗马书的第十章，我们就看到这个地方。
Now we conclude the chapter 13 of the epistle to the Romans.
我们现在继续看第十四章。
Let's continue move on chapter 14.
罗马书的第十四章。
The epistle to the Romans, chapter 14.
十章分成两段。
Chapter 14 can be divided into two sections.
第一段注一节到十二节，不要论断人。
The first section is from verse 1 to 12. Do not judge the others.
第一小段注一节到六节，应该彼此尊重。
The first section is from verse 1 to 6. We should respect each other.
看第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
信心软弱的，你们要接纳，但不要变成守以后的事情。这里所谈到心灵软弱的，就是犹太教的信徒归入耶稣教，信归入耶稣教里面的。
Receive one who is weak in the faith, meaning that those Jewish Christian believers.
他们对新约因信的道理还不是很清楚。
They are not very familiar with the New Testament teaching, especially justification by faith.
他们还有摩西律法的观念在脑筋里面。
Because they are still influenced by the Mosaic law.
一个人的观念不是马上就可以改变的。
So a person's thought cannot be changed so easily.
尤其律法书犹太人的传统信仰、传统观念。
Especially the traditional law of the Jews.
不是会马上改变过来。
And it cannot be changed so easily.
他们虽然信了耶稣。
Although they have believed in Jesus,
但还是认为摩西律法不能毁掉。
They still feel that the Mosaic law cannot be abolished.
摩西的律法规定洁净才能吃，不洁净不能吃。
Say if the Mosaic laws mentioned about the cleansed food, the clean food or the unclean food.
那罗马教会信徒大部分是外邦人。
And most of the Roman members were Gentiles.
他没有律法观念。
They have no idea about the Mosaic law.
所以比较能够明白因信称义这个道理。
So they couldn't understand better in the teaching of justification by faith.
那保罗提醒外邦的信徒说，心灵软弱的犹太人要接纳，不要辨认守一二事情。
Therefore, Paul mentioned about do not argue about this issue.
以后的事情就下面所谈的出东西问题，还有收入的问题。
So Paul mentioned about but not to dispute over double things, and he actually referred to the foods.
这都律法所规定的。
And those are recorded in the law.
第二节。有人信百物都可吃，但那软弱的只吃蔬菜。有的人相信什么都可以吃。
Some people believe, someone believe he may eat all things.
这外邦的信徒。
This refers to the Gentile believers.
他明白人能够称义是因着信，不是因着律法。
He believes that one is justified by faith, not by the law.
软弱的就犹太人信耶稣的，他不敢。不敢什么都吃，他只吃蔬菜。
He who is weak refers to the Jewish believers. They dare not to eat everything. Therefore, they only eat vegetables.
因为利未记十一章说，洁净才能吃，不洁净不能吃。
As stated in the Leviticus, those food are cleansed, may be eaten, but those uncleansed food cannot be eaten.
那个规定很复杂。
And it's very very complicated.
干脆只有吃素的很安全。
Of course, it is safe to just eat vegetables.
第三节说，出的人不可轻看不出的人，就是有因信称义观念的人，不可看不起那些什么都不敢出的人。
Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat. Means those who have the clear concept of the justification of faith should not despise those who do not have the clear understanding.
不出的人也不可论断出的人说你违背摩西律法，你不能得救，不要就论断他。
And let not him who does not eat judge him.
在罗马书里面，论断有时候翻成定罪。
In the book of Romans, judgments can also mean a condemnation.
就站在神地位来议论，而且断定你这一定有什么后果，那一种审判的这个行为。
So standing in the position as God to judge whether the person can be saved.
因为神已经收纳他了神已经收纳 这个人外邦人已经被人收纳，所以你不要去论断说你不守摩西律不能得救。
Since God has received him, you should not judge him for the wood, for the food, he has consumed.
第数罪
verse 4.
你数罪竟论断别人的仆人呢？这里说的别人仆人是讲耶稣的仆人。
Who are you to judge another servant? In here, the author refers to the servant of Jesus.
他是耶稣的仆人，不是你的仆人。
He is Jesus Christ's servant, but not your servant.
你没有权论断他。
You have no right to judge him.
下面说，他或站住或跌倒，只有他的主人在，而且他也必要站住，因为主能够使他站住啊。他要站住要跌倒呢，是有他的主人在啊，而且主能够叫他站得住，这个主是耶稣基督。
To his own master he stands or falls, and the master refers to Jesus Christ.
所以不要站在神的地位来论断人。
So do not stand in the position of God to judge the others.
因为人没有权柄审判人。
Man has no right to judge the others.
然后第五节以下要谈到这个守日的问题。
Verse 5 deals with keeping the day.
看第五节。有人看这日比那强，有人看日都一样，只是个人心理意见要坚定啊！一般基督教有的拿这做根据。
Some Christian denomination use this as a base。
所星期六安息日跟所星期天主的复活日都可以。
Claiming that it is both all right to keep Saturday and or the Lord's Day, which is Sunday。
小数点不必争论。
It's not necessary to debate upon the issue like this.
其实这里的日子不是讲新安息日跟复活日的争论。
And here the order doesn't refer to the day of resurrection or the Sabbath.
保罗为了主张信耶稣不必行割礼，引起很大的争议。
Paul suggested that it's not necessary to precede the circumcision and resulting a very, very major debate.
甚至为主受了很大的逼迫。
And he even received severe persecution.
耶稣按着一并赶鬼。
When Jesus cast out the demons on Sabbath,
他并没有回到安息日。
He did not abolish Sabbath.
他也没有告诉人不必守安息日。
He didn't tell the believers that thou shalt not keep Sabbath.
主因按一并赶鬼，一定要杀掉他。
The reason why Jesus cast out Satan is to defeat and to kill Satan.
所以这个日如果是安息日跟复活日的争论，怎么没有引起很大的争论呢？
If Paul refers to keeping either the Sunday or the Lord's Day, why it does not result in a great dispute?
如果保罗认为守安息日守护都可以，为什么没有因此遇到犹太人的逼迫呢？
If Paul felt that it's okay to keep Sunday instead of Saturday, why he did not receive severe persecution from the Jews?
把安息日废掉去守复活日是以后的历史的演变。
The abolishment of keeping Saturday and to keep Sunday happened many years later.
使徒时代还没发生这个争论。
It didn't happen during the apostolic time.
前面讲出的问题，后面讲守的问题。
As we just read, the author deals with the food and now dealing with the day.
都是立法的问题。
All these are referred to the law.
所以这守日是节期的日子。
And this all referred to the festivals.
节期是不必遵守。
And we do not have to keep those feasts anymore.
因为已经被成全。
Since it has been fulfilled.
但不必遵守不等于不可以遵守。
It doesn't mean that we don't, it's unnecessary to observe.
好像洗礼取代割礼。
Just like water baptisms replace the circumcision.
所以受洗的人不必再行割礼。
Therefore, when the person is baptized, he does not have to go through the circumcision.
但不必守不等于不会守。
And it doesn't mean that one doesn't have to observe.
所以使徒十六章记载保罗代替他们行割礼。使徒十六章记载保罗代替他们来行割礼。
Therefore, in the New Testament, we still learn that Timothy was circumcised.
使徒行十五章也就是开会时候。
In Acts chapter 15, during the conference in Jerusalem,
已经决定不必行割礼。
And they decided it's not necessary to perform circumcision.
这个会议刚刚决定，十六章就记得保罗代替他们行割礼。
But Paul still circumcised Timothy.
因为提摩太小时候没有行割礼。
Timothy was not circumcised during his young age.
他的爸爸是希腊人。
His father was a Greek.
妈妈是信主的犹太人。
His mother was a Christian Jew.
保罗要把他带出去传福音。
When Paul brought him out to preach,
一定有很多一起出外的机会。
They were together at the same time.
啊，犹太人的观念是说，行割礼是分别为圣的民的一个族类，不行割礼是不洁的族类，不能够一起出外。
According to the Jewish tradition, when a person is uncircumcised, he is not sanctified. They couldn't even dine with an uncircumcised person.
那为了避免不必要干扰，所以就把提摩带去先隔离。
In order to avoid all this kind of dispute and trouble, Paul circumcised Timothy.
因为不必行不是等于不可以行，所以去行也无所谓。
We do not have to practice doesn't mean that we are forbidden to do so.
那节制也是一样，不必遵守，不必纪念，不等于不可以。
By the same token, we do not observe those festivals doesn't mean that it is abolished.
因为这个跟德罗没有关系。
Since they are not related to salvation.
所以可以互相包容，不必争论。
We can receive each other and should not get into dispute.
第五节就是说，有人看主日比那天好，有人说日都一样，然后保罗说，主日个人性意见的坚定啊。
So one person esteemed one day above another, another esteemed every day alike. Let him be fully convinced in his own mind.
第六节说，守日为主而守，出的人为主而出，因为他感谢神；不出的人也是为主不出，也感谢神。这里谈到，虽然守了日主，每个人不一样，但都没有关系，动机是对的，就是为主而守的。
And although each one observed the day differently.Yet observe it to the Lord. So it is all right.
动机正确就好，哪一天都不重要。
As long as he has the right motivation, it doesn't matter the day.
而且不吃也是为主不吃，吃也是为主吃。
So whether he eats or he doesn't eat, is also to the Lord.
为主吃素，因为他有应尽称义的观念，所以他什么都吃。他感谢神。
He will eat everything because he has the correct concept of the justification by faith.
为主不出的是因为他有律法观念，他也是为主不出，也是感谢神。
He who does not eat is still to the Lord, since he still has the thought of the Mosaic law.
他没有因为少数一些东西就埋怨神。
It's not because he doesn't have this, he grumbled the Lord, he complained to the Lord.
保罗原则就是说，少数人跟独主无关的，不必争论。
So principally, Paul means that if this is just a small issue, has nothing related to salvation, one should not get into dispute.
在这里。里面有时候也会有些人为了小事情争论很厉害。
In the church, we may also encounter some small issues like this and get into argument.
就破坏彼此之间的和睦。
And this will ruin the harmonics between each other.
主要跟这个得救没有很大的影响关系。
As long as it doesn't influence the salvation.
小数节小细小的问题，可能有人有不同的看法。
In small matters, people may have different opinions.
但因为这个不影响到独立问题，所以不必太坚持来破坏彼此的和睦。
Since it will not affect or seriously impact the salvation, and we do not have to get into serious dispute or argument.
那我们在这里告一段落，休息一下，再看下面。
Let's take a short.A recess?
Amen.
That's fine, Prince Hans.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Mota.
And that's praying silence.
Amen. 现在我们看第一段的第二小段，从第七到十二节，基督是死人和活人的主。
So let us continue with verses 7 to 12. Jesus Christ is the Lord of the living.
看第七节
Verse 7.
我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有为自己死。第八节，我们若活者是为主而活，若死了是为主而死。所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。这边谈到我们活着为主而活。
Chapter 14, verses 6 to 8 tells us that we live for the Lord.
我们不管做什么，先考虑我这样做有没有违背神的旨意。
Whatever we do, let us first consider whether this is pleasing to the Lord.
所做的都是合于神旨意的，就为主而活。
And if we do so to obey God, then we can do it.
我们有时候要为主工作。
Sometimes we work for the Lord.
要奉献。
or we offer to the Lord,
有在传福音,
or we preach for the Lord.
这个都为主活的方式,
these are ways to live for Him.
啊, 什么叫为主死呢?
And what does it mean to die for the Lord?
为主死不一定为主死命。
It doesn't necessarily mean to give up your life.
啊, 逼迫发生的时候, 可能有人会为主死命。
When it is necessary, people have given their life.
但没有逼迫会为主而死。
But without doing so, you could still die for the Lord.
我们一辈子都为主而活。
When you live for the Lord your entire life,
有一天死了就为主而死。
And then at the end of your life, when you die for the Lord.
啊, 所以为主活不一定是为主舍命。
So it doesn't, to die for the Lord doesn't necessarily mean to give up your life right now.
因为我们从主都很大恩典, 所以我们要为主活而为主死。
But since we all have received abundant blessing from God, let us live for Him, and then in the end, we can die for Him.
主耶稣定时为我们舍命的。
Jesus Christ gave His life for us on the cross.
啊, 所以我们要立足为他而死。
So let us resolve to also die for Him.
第九节, 我们看第九节,
Verse 9.
因属基督死了, 又活了, 为要做属人, 并活人主, 这里谈到, 基督要做属人活人主。
Christ is the Lord of both the living and the dead.
圣经所说的属人, 有时候指的灵性的属人。
The dead in the Bible sometimes refers to those who are dead in spirit.
啊, 主耶稣对门徒, 主耶稣门徒对主耶稣说, 准他埋葬父亲, 他的跟从主。
Once a disciple asked Jesus Christ that he needs to go bury his father.
主耶稣说,
but Jesus replied, let the dead bury the dead.
棺材里的是死人,
because the one in the coffin is dead, but the ones in the funeral are also dead.
送葬的人,肉体是活的,
although they are living in flesh, but they were dead in spirit.
啊, 所以有时候圣经所说的属人是指灵性的属人说的。
So when the Bible talks about the dead, sometimes it means to be dead in faith.
但这里的耶稣要做属人的主,这个属人不是灵性属人。
But at this, in this verse particularly, it does mean refers to those who are dead in flesh.
我们先看第九节的前面。
Let's read the first part of verse 9.
基督死了又活了,这个死了不是灵性死了。
Christ died and returned to life. He died in flesh.
基督没有罪,
because Christ did not die, was not dead in sin. He had no sin. So Christ died, it meant that he died in flesh. And he returned to life. He returned to life in flesh.
他灵性,人活着,
because he is always alive in the spirit.
所以基督死了, 基督活了, 都是讲身体, 死了,
so when Paul referred to Christ dying and returning to life, he talks about his body.
下面的属人活的也是一样, 身体的属人, 还有身体活着的人。
And so by the same token, he is the Lord of both the dead in flesh and the living in flesh.
啊, 这里属人是讲信主属气的人。
The dead are those who died in Christ.
耶稣他的主。
Jesus is their Lord.
因为活着是信主的。
And because they live, they have lived for the Lord.
啊, 现在活着的人, 耶稣也是他的主。
So, and for us today, we live, and Jesus is our Lord.
啊, 再看第十节,
Verse 10.
你这个人为什么论断弟兄呢? 又为什么轻看弟兄呢? 因为我们都要站在神的台前, 这里说, 我们不要论断弟兄, 我们要在神的台前, 这个台前有的译本翻成, 神的审判台前。
And so, verse 10 says, let us, why do we judge our brother? Because we will all stand before God's judgment seat.
神才有审判人的权柄, 我们人没有审判人的权柄。
Only God has the authority to judge. We do not.
所以不要定人的罪。
So let us not condemn anyone.
因为神才能够审判众人。
Because only God can judge over all.
第十一节,
verse 11.
啊, 经上写着主说, 我凭着我的永生启示, 万事必向我跪拜。 万口必要向我承认,承认是承认他们的罪。
Every tongue will confess to God, to confess their sins to God.
每个人站在神的审判台前受审判,承认自己的过犯。
Everyone will stand before God's judgment seat and confess his sins.
十二节这样看来,我们个人必要将自己的事在神面前说明,审判说要把自己的所行的行为向神说清楚。
On that judgment day, each of us will give an account of himself to God.
在神审判众人之前，我们彼此不要彼此论断。
But before that time, let us not judge one another.
就是不要定别人罪。
And let us do not condemn one another.
那第二段是从十三节到二十三节，不可叫人跌倒。
And the next section is from verse 13 to 20. Do not let me cause someone to stumble.
啊，第一小段是十三到十八节，神国不再出喝。
The first subsection, chapter verse 13 to 18.
我们看第十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
所以我们不可再彼此论断，宁可定义谁，也不给弟兄放下绊脚敌人之物。这里谈到。不要论断，是提醒犹太人信耶稣的，不要论断人。
Paul again reminds the Jewish members to stop passing judgment on others.
不要给敌人放下绊脚敌人之物的，就提醒外邦信耶稣的人。
And the second part, he reminds the Gentile believers not to put any stumbling blocks.
你们认为什么都可知，这个对的，但是不要因为这样让犹太人跌倒。
If you believe that all you can eat all things, that is fine, but do not cause your Jewish brothers to stumble.
要体贴软弱，不要害他跌倒。
Because you have to be considerate of those who are weak and not cause them to stumble.
不要论断人，不要给人跌倒，都是爱的原则。
Do not pass judgment. Do not cause someone to stumble. These are acts of love.
要在主里面求彼此和睦。
Because in the Lord we are to be in peace.
啊，十字节。
14.
我平日主却耶稣却诸身性，凡物本来没有不洁净的，也不洁净，在他的不洁净。这里提醒我们，所谓东西洁净不洁净是观念问题。
It is a matter of concept that whether something is clean or unclean.
神所造都是洁净，没有不洁净的。
Because God created all things to be clean.
既然什么都洁净，为什么利未记十一章说洁净才能吃，不洁净不能吃呢？
But if that's the case, then why does the book of Leviticus describe things that are clean and unclean?
神要以犹太所立法，给我们想到亚当犯罪。
It is because God gave them those laws to remind them what Adam had done.
亚当下犯罪时候，就拿无花果树编的裙子来穿。
When Adam and Eve sinned against the Lord, they made for themselves clothing from fig leaves.
无花果树叶太阳一晒，风一吹就枯干，不能遮掩他的身体。
But the leaves were withered and could not cover the nakedness.
然后神就拿皮给他穿。
So God made them clothing from skin.
用无花果编成的穿是人的方法，皮是神的方法。
The Adam and Eve tried to cover their shame by making their own
clothing. 人要先经历人方法的失败，才接受神的方法。
So they saw how they failed.
很多不信主人，你传递给他说，我们凭良心行善就好，什么做了都一样，劝人行善。
Today, when we preach the truth to people, they would say, "I have my ways. I can live a good and moral life."
啊，他不想信耶稣。
And they do not believe in Jesus.
等到他好像保罗所经历的，想行善行不出，想改不能改变说，他才想要寻求耶稣来解决的问题。
But when they finally experience what Paul experienced, that they cannot do the good they want to do and do the evil they do not want to do, they will come to the Lord.
我们遇到慕道朋友有病时候，告诉他信耶稣，祷告会得医治。他说，如果信耶稣病得医治，为什么要需要这么多医院、这么多医生呢？
And when we preach to someone who is sick, they might say, "What if you don't get sick when you believe in Jesus? What would the doctors and hospitals be doing?"
等到看了很多医生，用钱用的差不多了，才来找耶稣。
But then when after they see every doctor they can and spend all the money,
then they finally come to the Lord. 不想信耶稣，有钱时候想用钱解决的问题。
When people are well off, they think money can solve the problems. They do not come to the Lord.
人的天性是有困难，自己要去解决。
It is human nature to try to solve our own problems.
等到人的方法没有办法解决的时候，才要接受神的方法。
And only when we run out of ideas, do we come to the Lord?
从摩西到耶稣经历啊，差不多五百年。
It is 1500 years from Moses to the time of Christ.
这个律法的时代。
That is the time of law.
神很多规定要以色列去遵守，看你能不能遵守。
God gave the Israelites these laws to show them that they cannot
observe them. 结果1500年历史证明他们是失败了。
After 1500 years, they failed to observe God's law.
保罗是一个代表人物。
And Paul is a symbolic character.
他想行了行不住了，想改恶不能够改变。
He said he could not do the good that he ought to do.
如果去做的事，他不愿意做的恶，不是他做里面的罪做的。
And the sin inside him compels him to do the evil.
所以律法的目的是逼我们继续找耶稣。
So the purpose of the Old Testament law is to show us that we have to turn to God.
想靠律法被神称义，结果反而被律法定罪。
The Jews tries to be justified by the law, but they
最后就去找耶稣才能够解决。
Instead, they were condemned by the law, and they had to come to Jesus Christ.
因为东西本来没有不洁净，神造都是好的。
Everything was clean.
但因为要一旦守律法，所以就说某些东西就洁净，某些不洁净。其实本来没有什么洁净不洁净分别。
Nothing was unclean, but God gave them the law and told them this is clean and this is unclean.
那么洁净才能够出，不洁净不能出，就教训我们要过着圣洁的生活。
And the purpose was to teach them how to live a holy life.
重点是过着圣洁的生活，不在于出什么东西。
The point of the law is not what to eat and what not to eat, but to live a holy life.
所以保罗在这里说，原来神所造的都没有不洁净的，是人以为不洁净就不洁净，就变成观念问题，而不是东西本身有洁净不洁净分别。
Therefore, Paul says in verse 14 that I am fully convinced that no food is unclean in itself.
15节，你若因食物叫弟兄忧愁，就不是按着爱人的道理去行。 基督已经替他们死，你不可因为你的食物叫他败坏啊！这里提到这个外邦信耶稣的人。Paul
refers to the Gentile believers.
你信什么都可足，你这个信仰是对的。It
is correct to believe that you can eat all things.
但犹太人的弟兄他还不了解这个道理。But
your Jewish brother does not comprehend this truth.
看你什么都吃，他们这样不能吃的，你在吃，所以他们就忧愁。
And if they're distressed because you eat all things.
所以你出给他看，给他忧愁，你就不按照爱人的道理去行，已经违背爱的原则了。
And if you continue to do so, even though and cause them distress, then you do not act out of love.
基督已经替他死，你不可因为你的食物叫他败坏啊！这个败有的地方翻成这个灭亡。
Therefore, Paul says, do not by your eating destroy your brother whom Christ has died.
看约翰第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter
3.
John chapter 3, verse 16.
约翰第三章16节。
John chapter 3, verse 16.
这里说，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。这个灭亡，跟刚刚所干多马斯16章15节的败坏，原是同一个字。
The verse in verse 16, whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. The word perish is the same as the word destroyed in Romans. So you could read verse 15 as do not by your eating cause your brother to perish.
不是你出不，他这样的不能出的东西给他忧愁，他马上就灭亡。
He will not perish at the very moment you eat.
而是导致灭亡。
But you will cause him to perish.
他的教会或是在你的家里看到你吃他这样不能吃的东西，他就忧愁。
Because whether in church or in your home, if he sees you eating something he thinks you should not, then you will cause him distress.
这种事情如果常常发生，
If it continues,
他可能就不来教会了。
Then he might stop coming to church.
可能就不跟 外邦信主的人交往了。And
this brother might stop have fellowship with other members.
这样很可能造成教会的分裂。And
eventually you will cause the church to split.
也可能导致他不想来教会，放弃信仰。And
the person might give up their faith altogether.
结果就灭亡。And
you will cause him to perish.
所以不是因为你出去给他看见马上灭亡，而是导致以后的灭亡的后果。
Just because you eat something once doesn't mean you will cause him to lose his faith.
这个都是违反爱的原则。
And this is against the teaching of love.
再看16节。
Verse 16.
不可但被人毁谤，你认为什么都可出，这个是善的，你的信仰观念是正确的。
It is good if you believe you can eat all things.
但如果因为这样被毁谤，这个善就不算善了。
But Paul says, if it is spoken as evil, then do not do it.
也就是说，我们行为要考虑对别人有什么影响，什么后果。
We have to consider the consequences of our action with other people.
17节。
17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，主在公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。这里说，吃什么这个不重要。
It's not important what you eat or drink.
神的国重要是什么？
What is important?
就是公义、和平，还有圣灵中的喜乐。
Yes, the righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里的公义不是神的公义。
The righteousness here is not the righteousness of God.
是人的义。
But the righteousness of man.
我们看这个马太第五章二十五节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 5 verse 20.
马太第五章二十五节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 20.
耶稣在这里说，我们的义如果不胜于怀善的义，就不能进了。这里的义就是人的义。
Jesus said, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees.
这个跟罗马书十六章十七节的公义连着同一个字。
This is the same word, same righteousness that's referred to in Romans.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
腓立比书的第一章二十一节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 21.
这里说靠耶稣基督结满仁义的果子，这里的仁义跟罗马书十五章十七的公义原来是同一个字。这个腓立比一章的第十一节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 11.
靠着耶稣基督结满仁义的果子，这个仁义跟罗马书十五章十七这个公义原来是同一个字。
The fruit of righteousness is the same righteousness referred to in Romans.
所以罗马书十章十七这个公义不是神的公义，是人的义。
So this righteousness is the righteousness of men.
他说神的国是在乎仁义，就人的义，那仁的仁爱仁义那一种义啊，仁义还有和平，还有神的喜乐。
The kingdom of God is a matter of the of man's righteousness, peace, and joy.
为了出东西问题，论断别人。
And if you judge and condemn a matter of eating and drinking, if you cause someone to be distressed and cause them to stumble,
不义的行为了,
these are not right acts of righteousness.
而是为了这个数人来彼此争论, 彼此论断,
and if you argue and judge one another,
这个就书记彼此的和睦,
then you lose peace in the church.
为了这个问题常常争论, 或者是叫人跌倒, 或者叫人忧愁, 或者或者论断人，就输在了这个胜利里面喜乐。
And if you can cause people to stumble and you argue and there's no peace, of course there's no joy.
唯有彼此接纳包容，才能够让大家喜乐，才能够维持这个和平，这个是义的行为。
But if we bear with one another, and then there is righteousness, peace, and joy.
所以保罗讲这些话的目的是要我们在教里面充满喜乐。
So Paul gave us this teaching so that we may have joy in the church.
为了小数点和睦
and not to lose the peace in the church.
而且一直用爱做原则
because love is our the fundamental principle.
再看这个十八节
Let's read verse 18.
在这几样树上服侍基督的，就是说仁义、和平、圣灵都喜乐啊。在这种树上服侍基督的，就是神所喜欢的。也是人所称许的啊，神喜欢我们这么做，那这样也会得到大家的称许。
Anyone who serves Christ in this way, in the way of righteousness, peace, and joy, is pleasing to God and is approved by men.
好，那十九到二十三节这个是第二小段，务要追求和睦。
The second subsection from verse 19 to 23 is to seek a harmony in the church.
好，我们看十九节。
Verse 19.
所以我们务要追求和睦的事，以彼此建立德行事。这里谈到。我们要追求和睦事，不要为了小事情争论，疏忽了和睦。
Make every effort to do what leads to peace and mutual edification, and not argue.
还有彼此建立德行，为什么叫彼此建立德行呢
？What does it mean to be edified?
德行呢，这个要求是爱。
And that it begins from love.
我们用爱做原则去彼此接纳。
We accept one another out of love.
不要让人忧愁。
Not to cause them distress.
不要论断人。
Not to judge.
不要害人跌倒。
Not to cause them to stumble.
这种爱的表现会让对方学习我们的榜样。
Then we set an example for others.
他的德行建立起来了。
And you will build up their character.
所以这个爱是会互相影响。
Love will be a lesson for one another.
因此这样就可以彼此建立德行。
And that leads to mutual edification.
二十五节。
Verse 20.
不可因食物败坏神的工程，凡物故人洁净，但有人因食物叫人跌倒，就是他的罪了。这里谈到不要为了小数点出东西的问题败坏神的工程。
Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food.
传道人在牧养教就要建立神的工程。
The minister work for God and build up the church.
那因为出的问题来争论书记和平，可能教会会造成分裂，
right.
传道人造教教牧养教的工程就被破坏掉了。
But if you argue for the sake of food and split up the church, then you destroy this work of God.
啊，所以他说，凡物固然都洁净，但假如有人因为出东西叫别人跌倒，那就是他的罪。所以还是讲爱的原则，不要害人跌倒。
So Paul says all food is clean, but it is wrong for a man to eat anything that causes someone else to stumble.
21节
21.
无论是出肉是喝的，出肉是喝酒是什么别的事，叫弟兄跌倒一概不做才好啊。这里说不管什么事情都不要害人跌倒。
So no matter what you do, don't cause someone else to fall.
看哥林前书第八章十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 8 verse 13.
哥林多前书第八章十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 8 verse 13.
所以食物若叫我弟兄跌倒，我就永远不出肉，免得叫弟兄跌倒啊。保罗说，假如出肉会叫人跌倒，我就连肉都不要吃。
Paul says, if what I eat causes my brother to fall into sin, I will never eat meat again.
其实出肉没有不对啊，可是因为这个事情会给人跌倒，我连肉都不要吃，就考虑对别人的影响。
It is nothing wrong to eat meat, but if you eating meat causes someone to stumble, then it is better not to.
台湾教会对三地原住民主导处说，新年时不能喝酒，不能抽烟，不能咬槟榔。
And when we preach to the aboriginals in Taiwan, the ministers often tell them not to drink, not to smoke.
有一次东部一个原住民到屏东教会来访问教会。
One time a member from aboriginal member came to visit.
屏东教会从前会堂旁有一家弟兄住在那里。
Next to the church building was the home of a brother.
传道人去或者弟兄姐妹去访问，都是由他们接待。
And they often received members or ministers from afar.
刚好那一个时候，他的家里有人生孩子坐月，那坐月他们习惯是鸡汤放一点酒调味，
so,
叫麻油鸡。
It just so happens that the brother's wife just had a baby, and it is tradition.To cook chicken with some wine.
因为这原住民来做客，所以就把那一碗呢端出来给他吃。
And since they had this member visiting them, they decided to give him a bowl of this chicken soup with wine.
后来回到三地教区，又开始每天喝酒。
So, but then when this member returned home, he started drinking every day.
传道人说你怎么喝酒啊
？And the minister asked him, "How come he started drinking again?"
平地信徒连菜都放酒了。
And but his reply was.Those members in the city put wine in their food.
那我怎么可以不我们怎么不可以喝酒？
Then how can you forbid me from drinking?
传道人说是调味的啦。
But the minister said that the wine was used for cooking for seasoning.
你天天喝酒不对啦。
But it's wrong to be drunk every day.
他说可以就可以，不可以就不可以，哪里有什么调味就可以。
But he said, is it either a yes or a no? You can't make excuses for cooking or drinking.
他们的脑筋里面有思维题，没有选择题。
To them, to that member, it's a black and white matter.
杨燕长老第一次去花莲县教会，花莲县的三地教会。
When Elder Young visited a church.
原住民他们本来就习惯每天喝酒。
And I mentioned the Aboriginal members because it is their custom to drink.
杨长老第一次去，他们问：“现在是可以喝酒吗？”
So when Elder Young preached to them, they asked him, "Can we drink?"
他没有马上回答。
And Elder Young did not answer right away.
他想，如果说不可以，他们可能不敢信耶稣。
Because he knew if he said no, then they would never believe in Jesus.
如果说可以，他们一定每天醉。
But if he says yes, of course they will continue to get drunk every day.
所以他考虑一下，就说一点点没有关系的。
So he thought about it and said, "It's okay to drink a little."
那个原住民说，我听不懂什么是一点点。
But those truth seekers said, "I don't understand what's a little."
酒量强的三瓶不醉。
Because if you can drink, it's a little to drink three bottles. And if you can't drink, it's too much if you drink one glass. So there's no standard for a little. Just tell us yes or no. If yes, we'll continue to drink like before. If no, then we'll stop altogether. So Elder Yang said, fine. Then the answer is no.
And
they were pleased at such a simple answer. So they quit.
他们的脑筋就是这样，只有思维题没有选择题。
So to some members, it's a very the answer should be very simple.
所以假如你家有台湾原住民来做客，那个鸡汤有酒的不要拿出来。
So if an Aboriginal member from Taiwan ever visit your house, please do not cook with wine.
不过因为近年来山地教会越来越普遍，他们很多人在平地念书。
But there's been more migration from the Aboriginal areas. So now they understand the truth better.
以前单纯不懂怎么节制，现在应当进步了啊。
Before they did not, it was hard for them not to drink, but now they've learned to control their desires.
所以我们认为这个没有什么嘛，但要考虑别人反应怎么样。
To you, it's a small matter, but we have to be considerate of others.
如果会因此让别人跌倒，我们就不要做。
If you cause others to stumble, then we should not do it.
再看同样罗马书第十章。
Let's continue with Romans chapter 14.
第22节,
verse 22.
你有信心就当在神面前守着，人在自己以为可行的事上不能自责，就有福气了。这里谈到，假如你有信心认为什么都可以吃，你就在神面前守着，这个没有不对啊。
Do whatever you believe about these things and keep to and between yourself and God.
保罗提醒那些外邦的信徒说，不要因为我讲这几句话，你本来真的什么可做，现在跟原来一样，这个不敢做，那个不能，没有这个必要了。
So Paul went back. In spite of what I've told you, don't stop if you are already whatever you're eating.
因为这个是对的呀，所以你继续去做没有关系的。Because
it is right for you to continue.
人在自己以为可行树上不能自责，就有福气。只要你良心不责备自己，那什么都可以做了。
As long as you do not condemn yourself by Then you can do whatever.
23节,
Verse 23.
若有人疑心而吃，就是有罪，因为他吃不得出于信心，还不得出于信心，都是罪啊。有人疑心吃。
But the man who has doubts is condemned if he eats. When a Jewish member saw that the Gentile members ate everything.
但是他对因信称义道理还不很清楚。
And he still has doubts about whether it's right.
想吃吃看。
And yet he wants to try it.
哇，出来以后心里很不平安。
And then there will be no peace in his heart.
糟糕，我怎么吃这个东西？
He will always he feel guilty
那就,
of what he eats.
那就疑心而出了。
Then because he ate with doubts.
不要勉强，你没有这信心，不要勉强。
So the point is not to force the issue.
所以保罗说，一个原则，有信心才做，没有信心就不要去做。
Do it out of faith. If you have faith and believe, then do it. If you don't,
不要,
then don't.
一边吃一边在怀疑，我怎么吃这个东西
？Don't eat and doubt whether it is okay to eat.
那这个书上里面所谈到，就是说，跟得救无关的小的细节不必争论，这个没有争论价值。
So Paul tells us, if it has nothing to do with salvation, there's no value in arguing.
以前印尼教会姐妹要蒙头。
In our church in Indonesia, the sisters were required to cover their heads.
祷告说要蒙头。
And also during service and during prayer.
宗教教育教员姐妹也要蒙头才可以讲课。
And also the sisters who taught in RE had to cover their heads when they taught.
如果有姐妹在台上翻译，也要蒙头才可以翻译。
And any sister who was in the pulpit to interpret also had to cover her head.
那台湾教没有蒙头。
And we in the Taiwan churches we don't do it.
我去时候，他们就问，台湾有没有蒙头？我说没有。
So when I visited the Indonesian churches, they asked me, "Does the Taiwan church in the Taiwan churches do the sister cover their heads?" I said no.
他问我们这里蒙头，你看怎么样
？And they asked me, "Then what about? Is it okay for us to cover our heads?"
我说你们这样也好啊。
I said that is fine.
哦，他说哦，你赞成吗？
And they asked me, then do you agree that we're right?
我说也好，我没有说才好啊。
I said that is fine. I didn't say it is the truth.
我不反对，才好是赞同啊。There's
a difference between what is okay and what is right.
不反对不等赞同啊。Not
to, it is different not to forbid something versus to agree with something.
为什么不反对呢？
Why didn't I disagree with them?
因为圣经有嘛?
Because the Bible has an example.
为什么不赞同呢?
But why do I not agree? Because the point of covering our heads is to teach humility.
一个谦卑的女人,
when a sister is humble,
不蒙头也是很谦卑啊?
It doesn't matter whether she covers her head or not.
一个不谦卑的女人戴铁斗没有用啊?
If she's not humble, and then it's meaningless to cover her head.
所以重点是谦卑，不是在于那个象征性的蒙头。
The teaching is to be humble, but not the act of covering her head.
几年前，台湾总会开各国教会代表到会的真理研究会时候。
A few years ago, we had a meeting of the True Research Committee.
当时印尼总会的总会主来台湾参加，他都提出问题说，以后印尼教要不要蒙头。
And a representative from Indonesia raised this issue and asked, shall we continue to cover our sisters' heads?
我们所属的各国教没有一个教会蒙头的，我们教会没有一个蒙头的。
And no other country do sisters cover their heads in our church.
但因为这个蒙头是重点在于谦卑顺服，不在于那个象征性的蒙头。
But since the act of covering the head represents humility, and it's not important in itself.
但蒙头有神的根据，所以也没有什么不对啊。
And it is not wrong to cover heads because the Bible has an example.
你们要做也可以啊。
So our conclusion was, if you want to continue, that is fine.
但最后他说应当统一才对啊。But
the representative said the church as a whole must agree on one thing.
不要世界各国只有我们蒙头啊，其他国家没有。有一天别教信徒到我们访问，看到蒙头，不是感到很奇怪吗？
We don't want to be the only church in True Jesus Church that does that. Otherwise, another a true seeker might be confused.
所以他们认为应当统一比较好。
And so they thought it was more important to be united with the churches.
我已经很久没有去印尼了。
I haven't visited Indonesia for a while.
现在应当没有吧。
But I don't believe they cover their heads anymore.
那个，没有，现在没有。没有，好了，改过来了。这个是一种象征啊，重点不是在蒙头，重点是谦卑顺服。
So this is also an act of symbolism, and it is not important in itself.
那十六章我们就到这里告一段落。
So we've concluded chapter 14.